live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So my guest this afternoon is Dr. Emma Tiffin. She's a clinical lead for mental health in the area for Cambridgeshire and Peterborough. And they've just launched a new campaign called How Are You Cambridgeshire? Are you there, Emma?
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm very well, thank you. Although I have to say I've got a second show going on in the background, which is a bit bizarre.
Oh.
But I can manage.
Yeah, they must have snuck in on our line or something. It's very weird, isn't it?
I know, it's very weird.
I can't hear it this end, so we're all good which
good.
Is something. So you are the clinical lead for mental health in the area, aren't you? And I believe your whole group has started a new sort of campaign or launched a new thing called How Are You Cambridgeshire because of the worrying times that a lot of people are feeling at the moment. Is that right?
That's right, Alex. So we're very much looking at how we can better connect communities to activities that improve mental health well-being. So it's a bit away from, I suppose, my normal, which is very much focused on health and a kind of medical model, towards saying, well, actually, what have we got in our communities that can really support people at what's a really difficult time? And we know that actually activities, having roles, purpose, routine is so important at the moment in terms of improving mental health. And a lot of people are struggling, Alex. So we know, you know, at least sort of 4 out of 5 people are worried about coronavirus. And certainly I've seen that in my surgeries. I've seen a huge increase in people ringing in just for a bit of advice and support. So the Facebook pages, we really hope, will give people information on what's going on in their communities. And we're also encouraging particularly sort of video illustrations of what those activities are, so that people feel comfortable. They know what they're actually getting themselves into, as it were, and whether it might suit them.
I think that's really important, because I think, especially I know with physical health, let alone mental health, people are worried about contacting services because they think that they're getting in the way, or they're going to be everyone's too busy to see people. But it's kind of important to note that there are lots of video and links and ways to get in touch with people, isn't there? That if people are feeling anxious and worried, generally people, you get those problems, but at the moment it's such a different unknown territory for us all, isn't it?
You're so right, Alex. Yes, and we are worried that people aren't coming forward, if I'm honest, also for physical conditions, that people are being put off contacting us. And actually people really shouldn't. We are still around, albeit we're obviously minimizing physical contact for obvious reasons, but we're still here to advise and to support people. Hello, Alex, sorry.
Yeah, no, still there.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's very much, as I say, we're saying to people, please do contact us if you do need any advice. And certainly from a mental health perspective, we have a very good local website for Cambridgeshire called keepyourhead.com. So encouraging people to have a look at that. And next week, we're launching a big campaign called Now We're Talking, again, just to encourage people to contact us if they're worried about their mental health, and also tell people what's around. So we've still got mental health services going, Alex, very much too. And I think some of the messages have been everything's closed. That's not the case.
So for your new campaign, how do they get in touch with that? What's the website for that one?
So it's best to look at keepyourhead.com, which is www.keep-your-head.com, and that's got information on there. And as I say, the Facebook pages as well, Alex, so they're easily available. You can find them on facebook.com, called How Are You Cambridge?
Yeah.
Yes, Cambridgeshire and Peterborough.
Yeah, that's the one I think I saw and thought was what a great idea. I think social media in this way is actually proving to be very useful, isn't it? Because people come across these things almost by accident and then realise that there's actually lots of resources on there and ways to get in touch with people or to help out. Or like you said, the video resources.
Yes, I mean, it's amazing what's actually available. It's, I guess, knowing where to find it. And the whole point of the Facebook pages and the How Are You campaign was to make sure that people can find everything in one place in relation to their local community and not have to worry about going to lots of different places. So there's lots of websites on there and activities that are all you know, available in your local area. And as I say, you can see what those are, see whether they would suit you.
Because I think that's another thing I found, especially in the first week, that there, people were being so kind and putting up lots and lots of things, but it actually became overwhelming that you didn't know which things you wanted to kind of focus your mind on. And I think now that we've kind of settled more into this, it's better to have one place that you can then go and say, right, I'd rather do this or that. And I also noticed on your webs, the Facebook pages,
yes,
that you're putting things like exercise clubs, singing groups and volunteering,
yes, actions,
and just chat groups, which are really important. So if people don't want to get involved in a big activity, because I think as well there's a lot of pressure again put on people, say, oh, what's the new activity you're doing, what thing are you going to take up, you know, are you going to learn Japanese or start whatever. And I think it's okay just to be okay and just to do something you enjoy, like maybe singing or chatting to people, or, you know, I think that's really important too. So I'm really glad that you've put all those things up together.
Yes, and we know, you know, things like having a routine, setting goals, Alex, you know, there's all sorts of things people are doing, like learning new languages, art, you know, there's all sorts of things available, as you say, via social media. Physical exercise, Alex, too. So the NHS has a fitness studio with all sorts of advice on exercises, from people that can, you know, do very extreme exercise to those that, you know, can only manage chair-based exercise. But that's all good, and good for mentally, you know, to help as well as physically. So we're really encouraging all those sort of healthy lifestyles. Sleep is another one, actually, that's really important at this time. If we all sleep well, then again, that really improves our mental health.
I think it's a very important sleep, but like you were saying, I was about to say, another thing that can slip while we haven't got a routine is the thing you think, you stay up, I'll just watch something on the telly and I'll just watch something, and then you find it's gone midnight, and then, you know, you're sleeping and you become almost, you know, your day switches, and then of course you're not getting the proper sleep. It's very bright outside, there's a lot of birds at the moment, so
yes,
I think it's a good thing to actually stick to, as if you were doing your normal day, even though you know, you may not have such stringent timetable. Like you said, I think having a routine and doing something and saying, right, today I'm going to do, maybe setting yourself some goals for the day, not big ones, but you know, I'm going to do this and this today or tomorrow, or I'm going to ring my friend that,
yes,
day or something, seems to be a really good way to do it.
I think so. And also eating, Alex, so actually trying to stick to regular meals. It's very easy, isn't it, when you're at home to sort of snack and get out of the habit of perhaps, you know, more healthy eating, which is also important. And again, you know, your meal times also help your sleep, so everything's connected. So we are trying to say to people to try and, you know, get some routine to the day, just as you would do usually, and that will include exercise, sleep, and meal times as well. And it's a great time to spend with your family, isn't it? We have to make the best of what's, you know, a difficult time, but there's certainly more time for a lot of people with their children. And we need to really make the most of that.
Yes, because I think some of these things, we can look at them two ways, positively or negatively. And I think looking at them positively, that we are having the opportunity to spend more time with people and maybe get to know them in a different sort of way is a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. And we're saying to people with children, you know, try and, you know, stick to a routine during the day, make learning fun. And of course, our children love seeing their parents' faces, don't they, when they've done great things. And, you know, just having that time to really spend, but sticking to a routine around that is another really, I think, top tip at the moment. Because I know that some people, I've got some patients that really struggle with the homeschooling, but with a bit of advice on routine and also making learning fun. So it's a time to actually learn through play. And, you know, if you can get outside, you know, if you're out of exercise, then that's all good. And as I say, the children benefit from that.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Emma. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we have to go? I know you're busy and you've got to head off for another meeting soon.
Yes, so no.
Is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't covered? I think we've done quite well.
No, I think we've done a lot. Just to mention, you know, we do have specialist mental health services as well. So if people are out there listening and really feeling very unwell, it's important to contact the GP, because we have a crisis service. So that's dial 111, press 2 for crisis mental health problems. We have counselling services. So please do, as I say, have a look at the resources we've mentioned, and, you know, phoning your GP surgery just takes a minute. So that's absolutely fine to do. You know, we are still open and that's what we're there for.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Emma. That's really interesting. And I'll make sure I repeat those Facebook page things when you've gone. Thanks ever so much for your
time. Thank you, Alex.
Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cambridge 105 Radio.